Friends, let me introduce myself first. My name is Abhasaheb Chauhan and I am a professional banker. I am associated with Wellingkar Institute of Management since last 10 years and developed various syllabus books on around 7 to 8 subjects. Okay. Though I have not developed this your retail banking book, I have been assigned, or rather I can say the part assignment was given to me for develop certain topics which I am going to discuss with you. So these topics from the banking parlance are very important, and that is why I have been assigned this job. So thanks to the Wellingkar Institute of Management for showing the confidence in me for development of this important topic for the retail banking. This retail banking, there may be other chapters you might have seen or you might have heard during the presentation by another author. And in continuation with that, these topics which we are going to discuss will be henceforth, that will be an addition to whatever you have learned so far. Legal point of view, compliance point of view, customer service point of view, these points are very, very essential. And that is the reason I have been assigned this job, considering me as a professional banker. So with this short introduction, let us start our discussion on the retail banking front, particularly the topic which currently we are going to discuss will be chapters 57, and that is about customer service. You know, the customer service, wherever you go, you are expecting somebody should provide you the service. Likewise, in banking, whenever you visit to any branch for doing your personal work, you expect certain services from the bankers or the people sitting across the counters. Anything goes wrong there, you may start inquiring, you may start fighting with the people, you may start using the unwarranted words. So these things are happening, and this is not a good parallel from the institution as a bank is concerned. So under these circumstances, there are various etiquettes, manners, and various other several things that you have to think of. But the biggest question before the banker is how to control this and how to provide the best possible services to the clients or the customers. You know, banking itself is a service industry. So service providing is on top priority and utmost important. Okay? So, and it is always saying that customer is always right. Customer is always right. Even though he is wrong from your perspective, he is always right because he has that issue and rightfully he is presenting before you. Customer is a king. He is coming to your office. You are not going to his office. He is requesting your service. You are providing him the services. This is the service. So this is the service industry. And all the banks, anywhere you go, walk-in customers, they are your God. You are depending on them. They are not depending on you. That is why you are required to fulfill his needs by providing the excellent services to the customers. That is why the customer service has given an utmost importance by the government, by the regulators, by the bank's head office and branches also. They are, because unless you provide the services, better services, customer will not continue to do the business with you. He may shift to another bank. Then you are losing one customer. Losing one customer is a very bad, because he provide you the business, and depending upon the earning out of his business, you are earning your salary, you are earning your benefits. And that is the reason the customer service is very important. By taking into consideration the difficulties and various researches that was conducted, the customer service is required in all the public sector banks as well as the private sector and any other bank, including the rural branches also. Therefore, this topic is a very, very important from the banker's point of view. For understanding certain policies of the customer services, we have, particularly in this chapter, taken out certain issues that is faced by the customer and how these issues are getting resolved by implementing certain policies, certain procedures, certain guidelines from the regulator and the banker's point of view by their head offices and as well as the branches. So for our discussion, I have taken into consideration various policies where the customer service is essential, which includes the policy for the general management of the banks or branches. Then customer service and its institutional framework. Then various committees has been constituted by the head office of the banks, which consist of standing committee on customer service and another committee that will be at a branch level customer service committee. Okay, who in turn will report to the other committee, right? So, board approved policies for the customer services. Now, these board approval policies for different services. It is not overall general policy, like check collection, deposits, and advances. The policies are required to be framed, and according to that policy, the customer will be guided. Then some other miscellaneous services are also provided by the bank, which are not actually considered as a banking services. And in addition to that, as soon as the customer enters into the branch, the counters, first he approached to the counter, that is services which are provided at the counters, and still customer is not in position to satisfy himself, then he may have to complain to the management, and this complaint resolution management system in the banks came into existence, and to resolve, if it is not resolved at the branch level or bank level, then customer has an option to go to the banking ombudsman. So these are some of the points I have taken to explain you how the customer service should be extended in the branches to the customers, right? Okay, so the customer service, as I said, has given a great significance in the banking industry, because banking is a service-oriented industry. Therefore, it has a great significance in it. Reserve Bank of India is a regulator to the banks, right? And RBI, that is Reserve Bank of India, is actively engaged from very beginning in the review, examination and evaluation of the services provided to the depositor, services provided to the customers in the banks, the various banks. It may be a big branch which is located in the metropolitan city, or some suburban, some branches are located, some are located at the district level, some are located at the village level, some are at the remote places. So overall study the RBI has taken, and it is, the RBI has continuously, they are issuing the guidelines. So it is constantly brought into the sharp focus of wherever they found the inadequacy in banking services. Inadequacy. If adequate services are provided, then fine. But still, there is inadequacy. Suppose, for example, branch is there, but there is no washroom facility. Definitely, customers, whenever entering into that, they may ask for the washroom facility. They have to provide it. Okay? So, this is called as inadequacy. So, inadequacy in banking services available to the common person is pointed out by the Reserve Bank of India, and they issue the guidelines. Therefore, considering all the observations of the various committees, various people, various regulators, when they visit the different banks and branches, they need that services need to be benchmarked and the current level of the services. These services are required to be reviewed, and the progress in any inadequacy observed should be reported periodically to enhance the timelines, the quality, and it's rationalize the process, taking into account the technological developments, and suggest the appropriate incentives, to facilitate the changes on ongoing basis through the instructions and the guidelines that will be issued by the regulators. Now, so as to control and give the better services, by the RBI, Reserve Bank of India, has issued the guidelines to the bank for general management of the branches. In overall perspective, when one branch is opened, depending upon the location, what could be the structure of the branch, which considers even customer service also. These guidelines are issued by the RBI, and this bank's system and procedures also should be in place in such a manner that ordinary customer or ordinary person can understand it. Therefore, as per RBI guidelines, banks' systems should be oriented towards providing a better customer service, and they should periodically study their systems and its impact on the customer services. For example, any customer is coming to the branch for withdrawal of the cash. He tenders his check and receives the token. He is waiting for more than half an hour to encash his check and waiting for his number to come from the teller or the cashier. It might have happened, the delay. Normally, not more than 10 minutes customer should stay in the bank because he wants quickly to take the money and go. But after waiting for half an hour also, if he is not getting the cash, then somewhere something is wrong. This is the delay in process. Therefore, it is find out the gap, where the gap is, or where the mistake, why it is getting delayed. It was so happened. The check which was tendered by him, though his account got debited, and supervisor signs the check, verify the signature, and while taking into to the cashier for making the payment by subordinate staff or he himself. Okay, it was so happened that check was misplaced with other document. Maybe these are other clearing checks. Clearing checks, and it is mixed up with them by mistake. So it is mixed with the clearing check, and clearing person, when he checks the check, that time he observed that token number is mentioned, self check is there, and then he returned back to the self. This process means proper handling of the check and instruments is very important. So cash part should be segregated from the normal services. Certain instructions are provided how the cash should be handled, how the cash checks to be handled. I'm quoted only one example. There are various other examples are also in the banking. In my 46 years of the banking career, I have come across with thousands of examples like this. Okay, let us come down to again to our discussion back. So, it is stated by the RBI that the bank should have a board-approved policy for the general management of the branches, which is required to include in some of the aspects. These aspects are enumerated here below. One, providing infrastructure facility by branches for bestowing the particular attention it is required to be provided for the adequate space, space for waiting or sitting to the customer till his turn comes after availing the services. Then proper furniture. Broken furniture should not be kept in the premises. Proper furniture should be there so that he can sit comfortably. It should be clean. It should be properly arranged and organized so that proper attention that customer can draw, and even bank people also can draw an attention how long particular person is sitting in the premises. Therefore, there is requirement of the adequate space, proper furniture, and after sitting long, customer may thirsty, so there should be a facility of the drinking water facility, and with a specific emphasis, this particularly is applicable to the pensioners, senior citizens, disabled persons. So all type of customers bank has to take into consideration, and this arrangement should be provided each and every bank branch. That is what RBI is stressing. Now, another point is providing entirely separate inquiry counter at their large, bigger branches in addition to the regular reception counter. If there is a large branch, then customer move from one corner to another corner. But, and if he approach to one counter, he may say that the inquiry which you are conducting about your office, account and all other things, I am only directing you to where to go. But that board should be displayed what kind of inquiry, what kind of things can be inquired here. And there is another counter, that is may I help you counter. Or that may be simply reception counter, and reception counter or may I help you counter will direct the customer to approach 1, 2, 3, 4 counters like that. So, providing entirely separate inquiry counter at the large branches. In small branches, it is fine because premises is small. Person, as soon as enters into the, he knows where to go. But basically, sitting arrangement, standing comfortably, and washroom facility should be made available. Next is displaying the indicator board at the counters in tri-language, I said, English, Hindi, as well as the concerned regional language. This tri-language display board should be displayed at the each and every counter. So depending upon the requirement, person who is approaching to the savings bank counter who is actually holding the current account check, then he should approach to the current account. But unfortunately, he is going to the savings bank counter. He is standing in the queue, and as soon as he approaches to the counter, he will understand that this is not a saving, this is not a current account, but this is a savings bank counter. So unnecessarily, he is directed to go and stand in the queue of the current account. There is also a big queue. Then he is wasting the time. So it is important to display the board of each and every department, okay, at the counters. Business posters which are displayed in the bank premises, that should be in rural, that should also be in trilingual, Hindi, English and regional language. In rural branches, there should be a concern, regional language is very, very important. So that should be available in regional language only. Now next is a posting roving officials to ensure that employees response to the customer and helping out the customer is putting their transaction. Many times it so happens that customer is waiting and simply waiting. And the customer is not at all asking why you are waiting for, and bankers are not asking that why he is waiting for. Ultimately, there should be a person who is rowing around, which is called as a floor walker. So such a kind of, in big branches, that kind of arrangement of putting the roving officials, that is floor walker, should be deployed, right? Then the customer, the providing the customers with the booklet which consists of all the details of the services that bank is provided and facilities that are provided by the particular branch. But this also should be printed in three languages, that is Hindi, English and concerned regional languages. Okay? Use of Hindi and the regional languages in transacting the business by the bank with the customer, including the communication to the customer. Depending upon the type of customer, suppose an illiterate person, talking to him in English or Hindi may not serve the purpose. There requires the person who speaks his language, that is the regional language, is very important. That is why speaking to the customer in any of the language which customer can understand. So that is also one of the point in this policy. Then reviewing and improving upon the existing security system in the branches, so as to instill the confidence amongst the employee and the public. Security alarm should be directly connected to the nearest police station. Anything goes wrong, that time the police station will be informed quickly, as fast as possible. So security system, or somebody, there's a, particularly in general public where they assembles, that area is restricted for the smoking. But there are certain bad elements in the society also. They may come, they are standing just outside the branch and together they have the smoking. That smoke come inside the premises, and there is a smoke detector who makes the noise. That kind of thing also should be in place. So smoke detectors, that should be in place. Each and every branch should have the security system. That security system may be allowing person to enter into the bank premises. It should be properly inquired by the security person who is standing there at the gate. Then inside the premises also there should be security warning signals. There should be a signal for the fire. There should be fire alarm should be there. There should be a smoke alarm should be there. And there should be emergency alarm in case of theft or robbery or anything happens. That security also should be provided into the each and every branch. In addition to that, the reviewing, the process of identifying the bank employees. It is stated in the policy that wearing a person an identification badge displaying photo and his name or her name thereon by the employee is made compulsory, so that any person who enters in the premises can be identified that he is a customer, and if he is a banker then, or he may be staff employee, then he must be wearing the badge where his photo is displayed, his name is displayed, his staff number is displayed. Okay, and top of it, it is a bank's name. So they will easily identify that he is a banker. Okay, and it is made compulsorily. Then, all the time, same person is sitting at one place. So there is a requirement of changing the counters of the person who is sitting inside on that particular counter. In public sector banks, there is a process called job change or job rotation. And every 6 months, it is made compulsory to change the portfolio or change the seat or change the job or change the department of that particular person every 6 months. Exceptionally, it may be extended by another 3 months or 6 months. But this changes is very much required. However, in public private sector banks, if you are sitting for, say, savings bank, you know, you will continue to progress for number of years for the savings account only. There is no system implemented by the private sector banks, because the knowledge that person, because of the segmentization, knowledge of the person who sits in the savings bank, he may not be having other deposits knowledge, he may not be having current account knowledge, he may not be knowing the bill discounting knowledge. So therefore, to make the perfect banker, the bank also should take an initiative for movement of the people from one place to another place, one department to another department. So job rotation. Next, no one is a born great, or nobody is intelligent in by birth. So training to the staff in line with the customer service orientation is also exclusively required to be paid. It may be one day to 3 day programs that each regional training centers of the public sector banks are providing. So there should be a training to the staff in line with the customer service orientation that should be conducted. That is also another point of the policy. This training in the technical areas of the banking at the staff, or to the staff at delivery point, adopting innovative ways of training, delivery training from the job cards to roving faculty or to video conferencing. There are various ways due to digitalization. There are various methods of giving training. Okay, either video conferencing training, or actual training, a classroom training, or maybe the person who is roving customer, that is a trainer, should be moving from one branch to another branch, one department to another department, for providing the on-the-job training to the customer, to the people. That also should be, the arrangement should be made by the banks. Okay, then if everything is fine, no issues, bank manager or branch manager is taking care, let us presume. But even there should be certain fear consciousness in the mind of the people of the branches. And that is nothing but that can be observed. But for that purpose, senior officials from the controlling offices or head office of the banks at the periodical intervals need to visit the spot study of the customer service or quality of the customer service at the branches, different branches, and submit their report. And there should be a system of giving the award for the best bank or branch customer service, those who are providing, the branch which is providing. So it will encourage them to increase further in the customer service, if at all, if any gap is there. But rewarding the best branch from the customer service point of view at annual award ceremony will be getting the staff and the branch will be getting motivated for doing the best among the best, so giving best among best services to the customer. Thereafter, while doing the normal audit of the customer, there should be a one area should be included, and that is the customer service audit or customer surveys. Auditors should take into consideration complaint, take into consideration in normal day-to-day, during day-to-day operations, observe minutely whether proper customer services are provided or not. Okay, that should be, and the survey report has to be submitted along with the main audit report. Then holding the customer relation programs or customer meet and the periodical meeting to interact with the different cross-section of the customers for identifying the action points so as to improve and upgrade the customer service in the branches, that should be held at least once in a 6 months or once in a quarter. That kind of meeting should be conducted. It may be either at the branch level, at the branches, if the premises is bigger, or maybe some other good place where cup of tea and the biscuits can be served to the clients and they understand their difficulties for self-improvement. These branches also should conduct such kind of seminars, meetings, programs, and customer meet. Okay, that is also one of the point for the customer service. This is clearly establishing a new product. Whenever a new product is coming, and the services approval process should require approval by the board specifically on issue which compromises the right of the common person. Any new services are introduced, it should be ensured by the product development team. Particularly in public sector bank, there is no product development team, but it is a top management will be looking into that. And this should be approved by taking into consideration that customer service is not getting hampered, and there is a provision to make the same available to the client in such a manner that he will understand easily the new product and new services that is provided by the bank.